All right, we're joined in the media center by 2016 Indianapolis 500 winner Alexander Rossi. Alexander also won his second career IndyCar race yesterday in Watkins Glen. He is a guest here of Ron Capps, our defending Funny Car winner. Alexander, you got to have your first Nitro experience out there. I saw Ron take you up for some top fuel, and then you watched Ron. What do you think when two of those cars launch going down the starting line?
Well, I'm still recovering. So that was an hour ago. It's amazing. I mean, it's you can't put it into words, you know? It's unlike anything else, and it's very cool that I've gotten the experience to know Ron over the past kind of 18 months and be teammates with him through NAP Auto Parts, and obviously their support of him and this program, and also what they're doing expanding into the Verizon IndyCar Series now. So it's a very cool thing, and it's opening my world of motorsports. I was with Chase Elliott at the Cup race in Watkins 4 weeks ago, so it's a very cool thing to be kind of part of the Napa racing umbrella, and I gotta say, this though is the coolest thing that I've been to. So I will never get in one.
Never say never.
I'm not getting in one, but I will come back and I will definitely be at more races. I think it's really badass.
We'll take questions.
So even though you're a California boy, you've never sort of touched on the fringes of drag racing out there?
I have never seen any type of drag racing ever. The only thing I've seen is, I think it was Thursday night drags at Sonoma Raceway, where you can take your Chevy Silverado, right?
Yeah. So, not quite the same.
It's not quite the same at all. So, we're back. I don't know. It gets all your senses going, right? Which is kind of weird. You don't see that in a lot of other forms of motorsports. You know, you get the sound and the smell a little bit, but this you have, I mean,
ground.
You have the ground, right? You have your emotions. You have your, like, just your soul is being disturbed. So it's pretty great.
So Alex, when I first met you, I brought up the idea of you riding Pro Street Honda, and you seemed interested in that. I don't know if it violates your contract to ride a Suzuki, but I'm thinking you might fit in Steve Johnson's leathers and ride a pro stock motorcycle.
Still no. mostly because it's not a Honda.
Zach, do you have anything? So, can you talk about how when you got back to Indy from Watkins Glen and how quick the turnaround this was, and are you just still exhausted from yesterday?
Well, I landed 4 hours ago, so I came straight here. We're good. I mean, you train for race weekends like that. It's coming off a big stretch. I mean, we had three in a row. We had Pocono Gateway and Watkins Glen. So I think everyone was pretty worn out. But obviously, when you get a race win, all the adrenaline is pumping and the energy and the positivity is there. And so I think the whole team's pretty stoked right now. We enjoyed it yesterday and today, kind of being a holiday. But starting tomorrow morning, we'll get straight to work on snow.
Is it fair to say that you're a little bit of a fan now? Would you ever come back to something like this?
Yes. I'll be looking at the calendar for sure. As long as DSR will have me back. But yeah, absolutely. I'd love to see more of it. It's very, very cool.
Have you had a chance to visit DSR's shop facility and have a look around there?
I haven't, no, but it's on the agenda, yeah. I mean, I'm amazed right now having lunch, watching them tear the whole car apart. I mean, it's pretty crazy. It's dinner and a show at the same time.
So. You go to the shop, they make their own sold heads.
So sweet. That's great.
All that in the house.
It'll be very cool.
What's been the most surprising part?
I think I got my head around the initial acceleration, but I didn't then understand how they almost watched the clutch stop slipping, I guess. They continued to accelerate even more. That part was the most impressive to me. So the whole thing is a very visceral and raw experience, but if I had to pinpoint one thing, it'd be kind of, I guess, one-third to the finish line.
What was the smell of nitromethane like? I'm assuming that smell's got to be new to you, just the smell, the burn.
It's not that new, because I have a lot of Traxxas remote control nitro car thing. So I know what the smell was like. I hadn't had my eyes burned before.
So that was new. But no, the smell, I actually like the smell. I don't like it on my food, which happened at lunch, but it's the way it goes, right? Part of the experience.
Sure. Just what happened, we were talking to 3M Rail in the past, and he said, you know, John Forster would make availability, he might jump in. So if DSR would make something, you would say, still going to say no?
I don't think so. I love watching it. I don't really want to get in. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. Like, if I'm nervous and stressed out standing there, how do you think that's going to translate? I'm sitting there. So, I mean, Ron, I mean, talking to him and how calm he is about it is pretty cool. I mean, he's quickly become one of my motorsport heroes for sure after today.
Have you noticed some of the major safety advances that the Nitro cars have made? Maybe there's a possibility these cars run at 330 miles an hour or safer than the cars you're running at 200 plus?
I have no idea about any of the safety technology in the cars.
Anyone else? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.